I woke up with whiskey on my breath. Now, I know you think that's a little interesting, but I can't wait to tell you this story. I can't wait to talk to you about whiskey on my breath this morning. Don't we all have whiskey on our breath every morning? Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hey, what's going on? All right, we got a lot of viewers on early this morning. I can't, I'm super excited. I've got a little more energy than I think I've had in the past few days and maybe the few weeks. And, you know, I kind of slowed things down. I thought we've had some really great messages, and I thought I would shake it up this morning. And I was super encouraged with what God did with me today and what he's doing with me right now. So, like, I know a lot of you watch this show and I appreciate it. And it's just been a great, not only blessing to me, but a lot of people who are watching it, not only here in America, but all over the world. And I think I'm going to merge a couple brands today. And so a lot of you know me as Wired Differently Todd throughout this, but a lot of you also know that I am the donut capital of the world guy, Todd Saylor. And we're doing all these things at Lake James, Indiana, Four Corners, the concerts, breaking the world record of most donuts made and sold in 1 8-hour period. We did that in 2022, I believe. But the brands, I mean, really, you know, the Todd Saylor brand, the God brand, the brand that I'm really bringing along with me has continued to evolve. And I love the show as a venue for not only my own personal devotional study and growth, but a message to a lot of people out there. And I think that's what's important about this podcast. You know, I have had an interesting week with the brand Wired Differently. I've had an interesting week with really my brand, my identity brand, and how we're doing things and moving things going forward. And I just want to tell you that I pray a lot, right? I pray a lot. And I want to encourage you all to pray. We've talked about that, and this is the buildup of Easter Sunday, and we're going to talk a little bit every day about Easter and the coming of Jesus Christ, and that he's here at this point in this week, five days before his actual resurrection of Easter, the most important faith day the world has ever known. We need faith. We talked about that yesterday. Today, I want to talk to you about the Bible verse that was given to me this morning, Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Now, the funny thing is below that, I got it right up here, Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and that you have received it and it will be yours. It's like this idea of believing it before it happens. We talk about this mindset, mission, ministry, and movement of Wired Differently and how we really, really use God in our lives to motivate ourselves to accomplish the things, the good things that we want in our life. Because you remember, my job is here to build you, just to grow you personally, spiritually, and profitably. So there's nothing I'm ever going to really tell you on this show other than how to build you personally, spiritually, and profitably. And the scripture that I bring to you today is kind of funny. It's kind of ironic. It's kind of like motivating to me, because before I actually read this prayer, this Mark 11:24, because I was studying on what to do with the show, I was like, God, man, this show has to be a little different. It has to be a little more fire. It has to be like, God, I mean, I feel like, I was talking to Chris about this, my marketing guys, like, I just feel like we need to shake it up a little bit. And I thought, okay, well, what can we do different? So I was searching politics and current events, and I was on the AI looking for things and trying to figure out how to put some things together. And I think I came out with a different image today to kind of hype the show. And it was an AI version of a man waking up in bed in a gray tank top, balding, about 58 years old. And he had whiskey on his breath and a Bible by his side. And the reason I created that AI image was, one, I wanted to freshen up the hype. I wanted to freshen up the marketing side. I wanted to freshen up for you listeners, and maybe it's working. We got quite a few on this morning already. And it's interesting how when you pray for what you want, you get it, especially when you're looking for. In Mark 11:24, set me up that, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And so here's what I wanted. I received two phone calls before this show started. The first call was around 7 a.m. or a little after 7 a.m. and it was from Sean Ells. Now, I know a lot of you out there, that you follow me, you don't know all the people in my life and you don't know like the stories of like the block parties and the bands and all of it. Sean Elston, I just got to give you a side clip of Sean Elston. You know, there's people that like walk into your life and you're not expecting, you're not looking for certain things. You're not, and this man, Sean Elston, was one of these guys, because I want to set up what I'm going to do at the break. This is story time, right? And so we'll teach after story time. That's kind of how this is set up. First 12 minutes is story time, setup time, and we kind of get the wire differently groove on, right? And then at the after the break in the last 10 minutes or so, I'm going to teach on it, you know? So I'm going to teach on Romans 7:15, the sin within, right? I'm going to draw the story of I woke up with whiskey on my breath this morning in. I'm going to weave the story of Sean Elston in. I'm going to take Gary Air Blaster and I'm going to pull him out of the sky. He called me this morning. I'm going to place him in the story. I'm going to mash it all up into this crazy cocktail of Jesus. And I'm going to enlighten you. I'm going to embrace you. I am going to inspire you. And remind you that we all wake up with whiskey on our breath. One of the things that I think that I learned a long time ago with raising children was whenever there was conflict, whenever there was chaos, whenever there was screaming, crying, uncertainty with a little child who wanted something they couldn't get, the first word out of my mouth to settle the process down was, okay, it's okay. You know, okay is that word that is kind of a yes and not clearly a no. So this morning I wanted to tell you it's okay. It's okay that we wake up with whiskey on our breath, but we have to ask for the ability to not have whiskey on our breath. Mark 11:24 tells us to ask for the things that we want and expect to get them. And some of us wake up every morning with whiskey on our breath and we don't understand why, even though that we don't want that, that we have this metaphorical taste or aftertaste in our mouth from the night before, the day before, or the week before, or the year before, or the decade before. We carry it all from the past to the forward and wake up with whiskey on our breath. Sean Elston walked into my life at Tom's Donuts, the donut capital of the world, about 3 years ago. And he just said hello, and I'd like to perform at some point. I know you're putting this concert thing together at some point on the Four Corners. I was just kind of creating this concert mindset of the donut capital of the world to celebrate the legacy of my father, the donuts, and 50 plus years and everything at Lake James, Indiana, because we have the most amazing tradition, the most amazing customers, the most amazing place in the world for summers and tradition, 50 plus years of donuts, sunshine, water, boats, skiing, fishing, sunbathing, partying. If you've never heard of the donut capital of the world, Google the donut capital of the world. We have a block party every summer, 15 weeks, every weekend at the Four Corners, Lake James, Indiana, the Tom's Donuts Park. It's a great thing. Well, Sean Elston rolls up. He says, I could sing. And so he brings his partner, Tom, and they create Loose Grip. And Loose Grip was my first performing band there. And these guys, I mean, they were amazing. But the most interesting thing about Loose Grip was, is that not what how great they were when they performed. Two things stood out for me. I asked Sean Elston when he came and said, I'd like to perform with my band Loose Grip on your opening inaugural stage. We had just a little stage with this, you know, we only maybe had 500, 600 people there. Now we have thousands, right? And he performed for me. I said, well, can you sing anything? He said, yeah, I can sing. I said, well, sing for me right now. And we walked into this little, this burger trailer that I had just purchased. We never made a burger out of it yet. I think we were actually sampling them that night. And I said, would you sing me something? And he sang me Ain't No Sunshine a cappella in a trailer. And it was the most beautiful song I had ever heard in my life. This man is spiritually gifted with vocals and spirit and being. And his voice reverbed all over the echoing all over the trailer because it was small. And it was just me and him and his wife. And I just can't, I will never get that image out of my mind. I mean, it's like, wow. And as we were walking away, I said, man, can we be friends? He said, of course, we're already friends. And I said, that's amazing. I said, something's really special about you. He said, I don't know, Todd. I just have a gift. And I said, what else is going on in your life? He says, well, I'm going through cancer. I might very well be in a fetal position in my shower if I was going through cancer. But no, he was singing a cappella, There Ain't No Sunshine, in the most beautiful setting I can ever create or recreate for you in words possible. And he says, this morning, as he's calling me, he says, Todd, I got this band. I haven't heard from Sean in maybe a year out of nowhere. And I'm praying to God, give me a show, give me a show, give me a show. And Sean pops up. He says, you got to hear this song. I said, what do you mean, Sean? This is via text. Listen to this song. I said, all right, brother. I'll listen to the song. And it was titled By Love and Theft, Whiskey on My Breath. We're going to play this song. We're going to talk about what this means. We're going to talk about what Sean Elson has done in my life. I want to thank Gary Arblaster for giving me the courage to preach on the show every day and to be who I am and what God has made me to be. And I want to give you the same message. I want you to listen to the words. I want you to listen to everything that's going on. So we're going to talk about you and your life. We're going to talk about what this means to me. I really want to share with you today how God has provided for us and what this song has done for me today and what it's going to do for you the rest of this week and maybe the rest of your life. I want to really talk about that. Here we go. Love and Theft, Whiskey on My Breath.
I woke up pounding head with a bottle laying in the bed. Little bit left, so I picked it up and I killed the rest. Oh, I know.
Wow. So Love and Theft sang that song a little over 5 years ago. And the singers are Stephen Barker, Lyles, and Eric Gunderson. And the story I'm bringing to you this morning really is I want to talk to you and teach to you about the message that's coming from that song that I heard. These guys are out of Nashville. And I think they graduated from Belmont University together. They're in their 40s. And Sean Elston, who I set this morning up with as a friend of mine, brought me this video this morning out of the blue as I was praying for really something different, a different way to share the gospel with you guys this morning. And it just rocks me how, you know, we just move through life. You know, this morning I was a little disappointed with the day I had yesterday. I was a little disappointed with the evening I had last night. I didn't sleep well last night, and I was tossing and turning and thinking about, you know, I just need to do something different. And all of a sudden I get two phone calls, one from a very good friend by the name of Gary Arblaster, who I never even talked to. Just the fact that he called me this morning was enough to encourage me, because I knew he would never call me unless he wanted to tell me. But Sean Elston, who, you know, I kind of have a man crush on, he can sing, and he's just amazing. Everybody likes him. He's handsome. You know, he serenaded me in the burger trailer before I ever made one burger in it, and I became friends with him while he had cancer nonetheless. And he just sends me a screenshot, listen to this song. I'm like, okay. I listen to the song. I'm like, what? I stopped everything I was doing and created an AI photo of a man having whiskey in bed in the morning with a Bible next to him. I think I got to preach on that. I got to teach on that. I got to share this with people. And he texts me back. He says, hey, you want these guys at your concert series? I'm like, whoa, this is just a lot, man. I'm afraid to pray for it because they're going to come. And then I'm going to have to put out lots of cash. But at the end of the day, that's the funny thing about all of this. Then maybe I just need to pray for more cash. The block party is amazing. It's going very, very well. And I want to thank everyone out there that's a part of that. And some of you are a part of it and listening this morning. It's a blessing to have all these followers. So I want to talk to you about the message of this song. Yeah, you know, the title of my message today was I woke up with whiskey on my breath. And so the truth of the matter is I did wake up with whiskey on my breath. It was the song Whiskey on My Breath. Have I ever woke up with whiskey on my breath? Probably. Literally. I've lived a long life. I'm 58 years old. I went to college. I had some times in my life. So I'm not, you know, I've woke up with maybe not whiskey so much, maybe not marijuana so much, maybe not with drugs so much, maybe, but I've woke up with sin on my breath, maybe every day. But I've clearly woke up with sin on my breath. And when I heard this song right away, I mean, I didn't resonate. I'm not a whiskey drinker. I'll have a bourbon every now and then, but I'm not a, I don't have a drinking problem in that regard. But I think we all have a sin problem in some capacity. Some of us have greater sins than others. But the beautiful thing about God is that he recognizes sin as sin, and he's not out there picking and choosing and pointing and chastising people for technically all the levels of their sin. He wants us to conquer sin. And in Romans, I wanted to pull this up to you because I really wanted to read this for you. Romans, the sin within. This is a complicated verse, but I'm going to read it to you because I want you to understand that sin is complicated. I want you to understand that I'm here for you to understand that I know you're waking up with whiskey on your breath. And God loves us anyways. This man in the video woke up with whiskey on his breath and he realized he needed to change. And I know if you watch the video, if you go search it, it's Love and Theft, right? Whiskey on My Breath. And it's the story of this man, the video, the song of this man who had a drinking problem is what I understand. He woke up with whiskey. He knew he needed to change. He was losing his daughter. He was losing his family. He was losing everything. And the metaphor for the whiskey on his breath was not only just him drinking whiskey or waking up with whiskey, but it was a ratty, tatty, beard, disheveled man whose life had been torn up by not just whiskey, but torn up by sin. And he knew all along that he was going to go to heaven, even in the midst of his sinning, and he didn't stop sinning. Maybe because he knew he was going to heaven, but he couldn't stop the sin until major intervention from God or bottoming out or whatever the world may play on it. But at the end of the day, we don't conquer sin in one moment. We don't conquer sin forever. We don't conquer sin in any real logical way other than with repentance and avoidance. In Romans, Paul talks about the sin within. And let me just read this with you because I want to give you hope in your own life. I want to give you some reprieve in your own life. And I want to help you understand that this is not your only battle. You're not the only one in the world battling whiskey in the morning on your breath. The greatest leaders of our time have all dealt with whiskey on their breath. I do not understand for what I do, for what I want to do. I do not do what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is the sin living in me. For I know that God, good itself, does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this blood, from this body that is subject to death? You know, and so I know that's a lot to comprehend very fast. That is Romans 7:15-24. But the reason I read that is because it is a garble of words and sin. But what it's basically saying there is sin is inherent in us. Basically, let's just take it today. We all wake up with whiskey on our breath. And the fear that the authors of the song have in the song that they want you to hear is that they don't want to meet the maker, God of our universe. They don't want to die with whiskey on their breath. They want to be cleansed before that time occurs. Please, Lord, don't let me die with whiskey. I don't want to meet you, Jesus, with the wretched smell of whiskey and alcohol on my breath. Please, Lord, let me have repent. Let me have changed my life. Let me have stopped these egregious sins in my life. Let me, when I meet you, because I'm not afraid to meet you. I'm not afraid to come to you. I'm not afraid to be a part of your kingdom. I was, but now I'm not. But if and when that happens sooner or later, I want to see you in my Sunday's best. I want to come see you with my Born Wired Differently t-shirt on and gargled with Listerine and perfectly white pearly teeth. You know, I would love to just be there perfectly packaged for you, not with whiskey on my breath. So the truth of the matter is, many of us are going to die with whiskey on our breath, and we're going to be okay. And the song talks to us about that. God assures us that if we've accepted Christ in our heart and we put all these things before us and we're repenting and we're moving through things, that he will be there for us. He is there to clean us, cleanse us. You know, Jesus came to us as the chief diversity officer of all time. He wants all of us, especially the sinners, especially the ones with whiskey on their breath, with marijuana on their breath, with pornography on their breath, with sin on their breath, with filthy language, with bad thoughts, with reckless mindset, with things that are not working well, that are even evil. We are there. They happen there. We cannot avoid these thought processes in all cases. We need Christ to do that. He wants us to recognize that so that we can confront it with Christ, with prayer, with acts of forgiveness. I'm proud of Sean Elston. I'm proud of my man, Gary Arblaster. I'm proud of all of you listening right now and those that are going to listen later. I want you to know, man, whether it's whiskey on your breath, coffee on your breath, sin on your breath, it's inherent in our life. And this song has brought it front and center to us. Paul talks to us about it in Romans 7, 15 through 24. We have it. Let's deal with it. Let's repent. Let's get that whiskey off our breath. Let's clean up for the day. Let's get ready for our maker. Let's get ready for our partners. Let's get ready for the workday. Let's get ready for everything we're going to do. Let's get our Sunday best on. Let's get ready for this week of amazement called the Easter week, because Christ did die and he did rise again so that we can deal with sin, so that we all can deal with sin, no matter the make, creed, color, kind, no matter the type of sin, no matter whatever you have going on in your life, there is a chance for you to take whiskey off your breath. It's just simply say, dear God, Father, I love you so much. I do believe you walked on this planet. I do believe you're historically fact as a human being. I do believe that you died on the cross, and I do believe you rose again from the dead. And I know I have whiskey on my breath, Lord, but please forgive me for that, because I love you and I want you in my heart. Please change my life. Please come into my heart. I love you that much. I want to love you that much. Please take the whiskey off my breath. In Jesus' name, I ask these things for these people, myself, and all those who are listening, from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the outermost parts of the world. Thank you, Lord, for this Easter week. Thank you for taking the whiskey off my breath. And more importantly, thank you for accepting me with whiskey on my breath. Thank you for listening today. It was a great story about whiskey on my breath. Sean Elston, Gary Arblaster. I want to thank you guys, anybody from the donut capital world, Chad and Chris, and everything that you're doing here. If you want to support Wired Differently, the mindset, the movement, the ministry, and the mission of Wired Differently, this podcast and podcast to come, go to wireddifferently.com. I've got over 100 shirts there for sale. Christian shirts, Christian t-shirts, Christian hoodies, Christian sweatshirts, women cuts, men cuts, all kinds, over 100. You're going to find something that you like. All you need to do is click buy and it'll be there within 7 days, and you'll be supporting Wired Differently. You'll be, more importantly, supporting God. You'll be supporting Christ, this mindset, mission, movement, and ministry of Wired Differently. Not every shirt says Wired Differently on it. Most of them don't say Wired Differently on it. It's literally have our moniker on the back, but it's got a Christian saying. They're all fun, and I really, really want to encourage you to help support us. And if you're listening right now, and you go to wireddifferently.com and select a couple shirts that you like, however many that you want, and you type in the promo code WIRED15, you get an additional 15% off. So thank you so much for literally supporting the mindset, mission, ministry, and the movement of Wired Differently. Thank you for supporting the show. Give me some comments. Give me some ideas for shows. What's on your heart? Let's talk about that. Let's do this thing called life Wired Differently. God bless everyone.
This has been the Wired Differently.